A model agency worker wins the first Miss Tibet beauty pageant in Dharamshala. The serene hills of Dharamshala were abuzz with the controversy surrounding the Miss Tibet pageant on Saturday, the final day of the contest. The contest has generated considerable controversy among Tibetan traditionalists who say the pageant violates their traditional cultural heritage. However, several youngsters in the city are unfazed by the criticism.
I think it's an excellent project. Okay, this open is such a project because through this we can reach to those people who don't know much about us. As we are refugee, you know, I think there's so many people left who don't know much about our culture, custom and tradition, all things, you know. So I think through this they can know quite a lot about us.
The Tibetan government is not supporting fully for that. I cooperate with it because this is what you say. I think little bit going through out of the border of the Tibetan culture. That is the main thing we can say, you know. Because this is type of things is we cannot see in the Tibetan culture.
But most traditional Tibetans disapprove of the public display of women.
This human body is no cause for celebration, for joy. In fact, we've been, you know, just the whole purpose of Buddhist civilization, Buddhist religion, is to, you know, just liberate the ego from the tyranny of the human body.
So it is against the Buddhist spirit of Buddhist culture and history, right?
It's more against, I think, the spirit of the teachings of the Buddha.
A model agency worker from New Delhi was crowned the world's first Miss Tibet on Saturday. Sharing was crowned by a veteran freedom fighter for Tibetan independence from China, Amma Adi, at the end of a spectacular three-hour event in Dharamshala. Nearly 2,000 spectators, mostly Tibetans, cheered wildly under a star-studded sky as contestants paraded down a ramp, first in evening gowns and then in traditional Tibetan dresses. The beauty pageant took place as a thaw of sorts was developing between Dalai Lama and China. Ashima Sharda, ANI.